This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
Two words, Bear Curious Dean. Sperm washing.
Sperm washing. I learned so much from Family Matters tonight.
Thank you very much, Family Matters, for... I kind of like my sperm unwashed, but I'm just saying, I'll just put it out there, okay?
You want to separate your whites from your sperms when you do your washing.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, I kind of like it a little bit dirty. I'm just saying, how was your week, Dean?
I had a good week, yeah. It's been okay, but now that it's got a bit warmer. Was it cool to start the week, but now it's warmer, I'm enjoying the week. Yeah, how about yourself?
You've
not been well, yeah?
No, unfortunately, you know this flu that's been going around?
It has been going around, hasn't it?
I caught this flu... really badly for 2 days. But you know what was really nice about it? The new boyfriend, right?
Oh, the new boyfriend.
The new boyfriend brought me food.
Did he really cared for you?
He did. He came around. I'm a little bit worried he's a feeder. But, you know, he did. He was like, oh, yeah, you got to feed the bear.
Did he give you soup? Was it like a...
No, he brought me a burger chain.
Burgers to feed the cold.
Burgers, yes. But he did give me a lot of advice and, you know, told me what to do and, get, you know...
Did he rub Vicks on your chest?
No. He rubbed other stuff this afternoon. But that's another story. Yes.
It's been a bit weird because it's been warm and hot and cold here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to get a cold as you go between the air conditioning
So you've got to take care. I'd say take your vitamins, but they don't do anything.
On Monday, I actually wore a scarf around my neck. I was like,
oh, you got a scarf for the first time?
I got my scarf out in February. Hello.
I actually wore a jacket for the first time this week on Monday when I went to work, and it was like, it's Tuesday. I wore the jacket.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. Goodness now, look, me. Very excited about the show tonight.
What a great show. We've got
an amazing, amazing show tonight. Mm-hmm. All the way. Now, this is live. No kidding.
Live and without a net.
Mm-hmm. We're working without a net. We are talking to Mr. Bear Austria 2016. Gabrielle Hermes.
Woof Gert.
Now, if you haven't seen a picture of Gabrielle, I would highly recommend you log on and have a look.
Ooh.
Because this man has a chest like a Persian carpet.
You could lose yourself in that chest.
You could easily... Like, my boyfriend's got a lovely hairy chest, I have to say, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has got so much more. I'm not saying I prefer him over my boyfriend. I don't. But he's got an amazing... chest hair going on. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Magic carpet ride.
But
chest.
I think he's going to be really interesting. And I do want to just quickly give a quick shout out to Mr. Bear Belgium.
Because
he was going to come on the program this week.
Because we're an international bear show these days.
We are, definitely. We're getting attention from all around the world.
Broadening our horizons. But poor Mr. Belgium Bear.
I do want to do a shout out to Chris, Mr. Bear Belgium, because he was going to come on the show, but he had a family tragedy and couldn't come on. So hearts go out to him.
And we'll have a chat with him
later on. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
So we're bringing Austria live.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, totally live. This is... and
don't tell the boss.
Well, it's a bit hard not to.
Why's that?
Because the boss is going to be in the studio.
Oh, right.
Coming up in about half an hour, we're going to be talking to Mr. Chris Tate. Tater Bear.
Daddy Bear Tate.
And there's a couple of reasons we're talking to Chris. Now, I have to admit... Chris looks like a bear.
Does he?
I think he does.
Well, because he's got a beard, yeah?
He's got a beard. You know, he's mid, I'd say early 30s.
What if he's got a hairy chest like Mr. Austria Bear?
He has. If you look at I've put a picture up on the Woods Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, the Woods on Joy 94.9 on Facebook, yeah.
Mr. Austria and Mr. Chris Tate look a little bit alike, actually.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
But is he a bear? We'll find out later on, I guess.
Yes, exactly. So... if you do want to get involved in the conversation tonight, I highly recommend you do so.
Mm.
If you've got a question for Mr. Austrian Bear or our new program director, Chris Tate, what you have to do is SMS us 0427 JOY 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Or you can even go to our Facebook page and make a comment on our Facebook page, which is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. Should we also talk about coming up? And the Family Matters guys just mentioned it as well.
They did. They mentioned it. Now, we talked to Mr. Vic Bez 2017.
Mick,
the other week.
Yes.
Now, Mick has an amazing story. I just want to preference this. This guy, he won Mr. Vic Bez. He'd actually never walked into the lead before.
Never.
Uh-huh. He is married.
To a woman.
To a woman. And he's still married to the woman and in love.
Yeah.
And he has three kids.
Yes.
Hence why we are doing the double episode with Family Matters, because they are a great family. But he identifies as pansexual.
Which is different to bisexual, isn't
it? It's different to bisexual,
yes. So what was pansexual again?
Pansexual basically means it's about loving the person.
Mm.
Doesn't matter who the person is. It can be trans, bi, gay, straight, doesn't matter. So we're going to have a great double episode with him.
Mick and the Misses.
Mick and Claire is going to come in as well, which is going to be fantastic. Now, so put that one in your diary. So it's March the 9th.
Yes.
And we're going to be going from 8 o'clock, not 9 o'clock. So between 8 and 9, we're going to be very PG because it is a family show.
For Family Matters?
Yes, for Family Matters. And then after 9 o'clock, we're going to get a little bit more intimate with Claire and
go deeper into the woods.
Deeper into the woods, exactly.
And of course, if you're listening to us live in Melbourne, in Australian Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time.
Yes.
But you can listen to our podcast, of course.
Of course.
And of course, somebody who has been listening to our podcasts is Rob in London.
Now, this is lovely.
So, Rob listened to our podcast of last week's show with Mick.
Yes.
And of course, Freddie, our first runner-up Freddie from Mr. Vic Bez. But Rob sent us a message during the week at onair@joy.org.au. So, Rob's saying, just listening to last week's podcast about Mr. Vic Bez. And I have to admit, for a second, I was taken back when I heard that Mick had a wife and kids, because I was of the belief that Mr. Vic Bez was only for guys who identify as gay. And that only they could enter Mr. Vic Bear.
Mm.
But within seconds, I realised that this was a great thing for our community because we want acceptance and to be just enjoying life. And here we have a father of two, in fact, father of three, who is enjoying and loving life as our state representative for the Vic Bears. So, fantastic.
Thank you very much for the email. And as I said, if you do want to contact us, you can email us thewoods@joy.org.au as well.
That's right.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Should we get in a bit of an Austrian mood?
I think we should.
Should we go to Vienna?
The only thing I can think of when I think of Vienna.
Well, who do you think of?
I think of Conchita. I have to. Here she is.
Here she is. Rise like a phoenix. You're on Joy.
Waking in the rubble, walking over glass. Neighbors say we're trouble. Well, that time has passed. Peering from the mirror, no, that isn't me. A stranger getting nearer, who can this person be? You wouldn't know me at all today. From the fading light I fly, rise like a phoenix. Out of the ashes seeking rather than vengeance. Retribution, you were warned. Once I'm transformed, once I'm reborn. You know I will rise like a phoenix. But you're my flame. Go about your business. Act as if you're free. No one could have witnessed what you did to me. Cause you wouldn't know me today.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Dean, we're very lucky this evening. We are going international.
We are.
We have got on the line right now, live from Vienna, Mr. Austria, or Mr. Bear Austria 2016, Gabriel Hermes. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello.
Technology works fantastic. And welcome to Australia, in a sense. Do you live in Vienna, is that right?
Yeah, I'm Vienna.
In Vienna. So when did you become Mr. Austria, Bear Austria? How long have you been Mr. Bear Austria?
It was in June 2016.
And
I won the contest there in Vienna.
That's fantastic. Now, what made you go into the contest? What made you think, I'll go and be Mr. Bear Austria? Austria? Mm.
That is a good question. At the beginning, I thought that I can change something, not even in Austria, on the border of Austria, like Budapest and the other cities, to change a little bit, to show the people we are gay, but we are nothing you have to scared about it, you know. We are also human, and this is what I want to bring to the people.
Yeah, well, now, Austria has a bit of a history of some very hard right politics. How is the gay scene in Austria?
In Austria, it's okay, you can live here as a gay and you have a good life, but even that, for this life here, you have to do much more for it, you know, like to get married. It's you can do, but it's not really like a marriage between a woman and a man. So this is also what we want to change here in Austria.
Well, we've got the same problem in Australia. We haven't got equality with marriage yet either. So in Austria, do you have like civil partnerships, or what do you actually have?
Yeah, it's like a partnership agreement.
Well, you're one step up on us, that's for sure. Look, the other thing I want to talk about is the European bear community. Now, we actually had lined up Mr. Bear Belgium to come on. Unfortunately, he couldn't come on, but you stepped in straight away. I want to thank you for that. But you guys have a very tight bond in Europe with the other bears, don't you?
Yeah, I'm staying really in good contact with all the other bears, and we will meet then in April in Cologne again.
Yeah, so now in Cologne, now that's the European Bear Week, and there's a big contest to crown Mr. European Bear. Is that what's happening?
Exactly. This is the Mr. Bear Europe competition there.
Bear Europe. Now,
election.
So Gabrielle, I'm interested to learn, when you participated in Mr. Bear Austria, what did you have to do to win the sash?
We had here in Austria, we had just the publicum vote for me.
Uh-huh.
So there was 4 contestants.
So was it an online type contest, was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because we do it very differently in Australia. We actually have a live contest.
Yeah, we have in Austria, the problem is we have it now since 3 years again, the Mr. Bear Austria election. And it is like in Austria, it's grow up now, the beer scene again, you know.
And what did you actually win?
We do much more.
Uh-huh. What did you actually win when you won the title? Is it just a title, or do you actually get a leather sash, or?
Yeah, of course I get the sash.
It's very important, the sash. I'm a bit of sash envy here. So when you go to the European Bear Week competition, is there a similar, is that online as well, or is it something else you have to do to compete?
There it will be online also, and the live publicum. So
So it's a combination. So there's a bit of
more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anything that you have to do in particular for the live comp? Do you have to do a fantasy routine or something like that?
I'm not sure now how it is there for the Mr. Bear Europe election, but it will be much more different than here in Austria, of course.
Very good.
And we'll have all the projects with the Mr. Bear Europe title. You will have even projects what you do.
Yeah.
Projects?
I'm not too sure. What's projects?
I'm not sure now with who I will be doing that there in Germany. But here in Austria, I have one with the AIDS helping things.
Yep. So you help the AIDS Council or whatever the Austrian equivalent is. Now, the other thing I do, yeah. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you a little bit about as well, Gabrielle. You were born in, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were born in Mosul in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah.
How did you get from Mosul in Iraq to Vienna?
I didn't understand the question because the connection was not too good.
Was a bit bad, yeah. I was saying, what happened? Why did you go from Mosul to Vienna?
It was a long story, very long war in Iraq, and my parents didn't want that we grew up in a country like this, everyday war and everything, and they came as refugees to Austria. And yeah, now I'm living 24 years in Austria.
Yeah, so they wanted to give you a better life in Austria. Have you got any opinions about what is happening back in your parents' hometown of Mosul at the moment with the war going on?
For now, as I hear it, that it's getting a little bit better in this area at Mosul. Still, the people are scared and don't really want to go out because of the ISIS, but they're still fighting.
Yeah.
So, Gabriel, in Australia, the bear community is not as big, I guess, as in other places. So I'm interested in Europe. Is the bear community, is it thriving? Is it having a bit of a resurgence? How would you characterize the bear community in Europe?
Actually, I saw just in Cologne, the bear community. I was there to be in the bear election, and and in Belgium, but it's bigger than in Austria. Even in Hungary, it's a little bit bigger than in Austria, the bear community.
Ah, it's a big Hungary bears.
Well, I did see a photo of you online with you hugging Mr. Bear Hungary. He's a big man, Mr. Bear Hungary.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that a little sigh there?
Yeah, I'm since last year, June, together with Mr. Bear Hungary.
Oh, so we've got a power couple in Europe. We've got Mr. Austria and Mr. Hungary. You're hooking up.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's like a bear NATO sort of.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bear United Nations.
This is it.
Very good.
What?
I said a bear United Nations.
Exactly. How my friends say all the time, you want to bring the monarchy back.
Yeah. Well, look, Gabriel, I want to give you all the best luck for Cologne in Germany. And that's going
Thank
to be
you.
Massive. So that week is European Bear Week. It's April 28th to the 1st of May in Cologne, Germany. So
exactly.
If you're around, why don't you get down to Cologne and go and see the European bears?
If you hang around for a week or two, you can then go off to Eurovision in Ukraine.
In Ukraine.
The 30th of May.
Yeah, exactly. Do you follow Eurovision, Gabrielle?
Yeah, I was the last when it was in Vienna.
When Conchita won, yes.
And very, very amazing. And especially, you know, Conchita makes Austria much, much more famous than everything in this time.
Exactly.
And she did a good job, really good job.
Exactly. Well, good luck in Cologne, and thank you very much for talking
thank
to
you.
Us on the woods today. And good
You're
morning
welcome.
From Vienna.
Exactly. It's midday.
Exactly. Thanks for talking to us, Gabrielle.
You're welcome.
All right. See you later. Bye. Oh, that, of course, was Mr. Bear Hungry. Bear Hungry. Mr. Bear Austria.
Bear.
See, I had it mixed up in my head now.
You're thinking about Mr. Bear Hungry, aren't you? You're getting hungry for a bit of Mr. Bear Hungry.
He's very lovely.
Yes.
Yes, Gabrielle's very lucky there. And, of course, yeah, we'll have to check out who wins Mr. European Bear in a couple of weeks.
I know.
That's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely.
Just before Eurovision.
I know. So coming up next, we're going to have a chat to Chris Tate about when is a bear not a bear?
Yes, he is Joy's program director.
He's our daddy bear.
He is. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was a bear, I would take you on a picnic. Look in my basket, you can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you would get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo. I'm a straight-up grizzly. Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the bear community show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a bear. Big Bear Mark and Bear Curious Dean in the studio.
And Margaret Cho.
And Margaret Cho. You've got to love Margaret Cho.
Well, she likes us.
Oh, she did.
She loves
was,
us.
She was a lovely woman.
Well, she likes
she is a lovely woman,
yes,
I have to say.
Yes, right, Margaret, yes.
Are you a bit nervous, Dean?
Nervous?
Yes.
Should I be?
Well, we do have our boss.
We've got Daddy Bear.
We've got Daddy Bear in the studio. We've got Mr. Chris Tate in the studio. Now, he is the brand new program director for Joy 94.9. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first up, you better explain what a program director for Joy 94.9 does.
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you clarified for Joy 94.9 because a program director anywhere else has a very different role. But for me, it's, yeah, I look after the 75 shows that we have on air.
75?
We have 75 individual shows on air, and I look after all of them as best that I possibly can.
Who's your favourite? Is the Woods your favourite?
I don't have.
Is the Woods
it's
your
like children,
no, is
isn't
the
it? You can't
though.
Pick a favourite.
You can't pick a favourite.
Yeah.
But The Woods is your favourite, right?
No, it's Brekkie Bears.
I'm not up early enough for breakfast. So if it was between those two, it would have to be The Woods. Sorry.
Now, yeah, I have to admit, I think we were the first team to meet you when you walked in, because you walked in on Monday morning and Luke and I were like, hey, hi, how are you going?
That's right, yes.
You look like a deer caught in headlights, I have to say. Must have been just off the plane or something.
I was very jet lagged. I was just off. I'd come back from San Francisco 2 days earlier.
Yeah.
And my job prior to this was working in Indigenous media in the Central Desert. So very, very different.
Which is amazing. And look, if you want to hear all about Chris's work in the Outback, you did an amazing interview with Stand Up Straight. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago now.
So jump on to Stand Up Straight's podcast and have a listen.
So go to thejoy.org.au/standupstraight. Or go to iTunes.
Yeah.
And then download. And like it.
And like it, yeah. Exactly. And then go to The Woods and do the same for us.
Yeah, but like it more.
But
yeah,
definitely exactly. Do it with mine. It was,
it was a really good interview.
It was
interview.
A great hour of radio.
It was indeed. Now, the reason we've got you in tonight is that, you know, since you've been at Joy, you've been getting called a bear.
I've been called a bear.
You've been called a bear a couple of times, I believe. Now, I have to admit, when I saw your photo for the first time, I was like, yay, we've got a bear program director.
Maybe we should paint a picture.
Yes.
For people who have not yet seen Chris's smiling face.
If you haven't logged onto our Facebook page yet and seen Chris's smiling face.
The Woods on Joy 94.9
exactly.
On Facebook.
Exactly. Chris, what, you're about 6 foot?
Just under six foot.
Beard, not hair on top.
Shaved head.
Tuff of hair coming out under the t-shirt.
You could be mistaken for a bear in the street.
You would have to, I would say you would confuse you with a bear. Now, Now, this struck you as unusual, I believe.
It didn't strike me as unusual. And firstly, I'll get into that question, but I want to say that the photo that you saw is up on Facebook. And it's very unfair of you to put me next to that incredible specimen who is Mr. Bear Austria. That is... That's rude.
He's quite stunning, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... Oh, my God. Anyway, if that's what a bear is, then call me a bear.
You're a bear. There you go.
But, I mean, it didn't strike me as unusual. I guess it was just interesting because the guys coming up next...
Pop Chops,
they called me a bear. You said I was a bear. Then on Grindr, a couple of nights later, this... kid hit me up. He was in his early 20s and he was like, oh, hey man, have you got any pics you can send through? And I'm like, don't worry, mate, I'm not your type. Like, you know, I may look all right with the shirt on, but take it off. It's a mess. And I was like, I'm not your type. And he goes, no, you are. I love daddy bears.
Mm.
Firstly, 35. I mean, I don't know how old my kid would be if I had a kid, but it wouldn't be that age.
No.
So how am I a daddy? And bear... How am I a bear just because I have a beard? Does that make me a bear?
Look, no, it doesn't.
And that's this is the question.
But you are in Melbourne. I have to say, you look like a bear.
But is that all there is to being a bear?
No.
You just have to look like a bear? Because in which case, old mate Andy from Pop Chops, he is a bear.
Oh, definitely. And Dan, oh my God, definitely a bear.
Okay, well, I'm glad
I think Andy's more of an otter myself.
Yeah, Andy's an otter.
He's an otter. He's not a bear, he's an otter.
See, now we're getting into all these
categories. I would call you a cub.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not even a bear.
No, you're a cub.
Well, okay, what is a cub? What is a bear?
Right, a cub.
Define it.
Well, basically bear or cub or otter or anyone like that is really needs to identify with the bear community. Now, the bear community is a group of like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to remember that the bears came out of a movement which reacted to the gym-toned bodies of the 1980s, where people were really prejudiced against people with a belly or didn't go to the gym every day. And it was a reaction to that. And it sort of grown from that into more of a casual masculinity man / woman, I won't discriminate, ethos about... you know, accepting people for who they are. Now, yes, the atypical bear is usually older, has a beard, maybe a tummy, and is relaxed.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Big Bear Mark?
That's me. I am an atypical bear.
Yes, yes.
So anyone who associates, like not associates, but has that ethos and comes along and participates in bear events can be called a bear. So you can be skinny, hairless, you know, and be a bear. You can be a twink and be a bear. I don't have a problem with anyone calling themselves bears, but it's about the ethos and about the community.
So how about with cub? Is there an age limit for cub? Is it
no?
So you could be a 35-year-old cub.
You could be a 55-year-old cub if you want
really?
To.
No.
Yeah,
oh.
It's about how you identify yourself.
Right.
So I know you're not a bear. But how did you feel when that kid called
young
you,
man
young man
he was a young man young yeah man, let's clarify that
called you a daddy bear?
I was. Can I be honest?
Be honest. Totally be
and
honest.
Is, and I no. And to anyone who isn't in the studio, and anyone who happens to be listening who identifies as a bear, please don't take this the wrong
no,
way.
No, we won't.
Particularly if you look like Mr. Austria, but. I was a bit offended.
Now, why were you offended? I knew you were going to say that, and I had that lined up. Why did you feel offended? Because you know lots of bears here. Myself, you know Luke, you know Dean, or Dean's a bi-curious.
Bi-curious? Oh, that's a whole nother break.
That's another show. So you know the bear community in Melbourne a little bit since you've been here. You don't want to be associated with us? What's going
on? It's not an association. It's that I don't identify as a bear.
Yeah.
So you can't just throw that label around because I happen to have a beard. And particularly daddy bear, that offended me. Maybe it made me feel old. Maybe I am old. Am I old? Is that what this
35.
Is about? This is an
Let's
intervention.
But look, I mean, there's a lot of younger guys who like older guys. I mean, my boyfriend is half my age. So, I mean, it is a thing within the bear community, which younger guys do go for older duck guys. And he was probably totally correct by going, you are totally his type. He loves what you've got.
He loves daddy bears.
But I also wonder, and we've talked about labels on this show in the past as well.
We have.
Is there a difference between if you own the label, if you self-identify as a bear?
Yeah.
Is that, and you embrace that and say that's who I am, is that different to somebody saying, I see you as a bear, I'm putting that label on you?
It is different, and I don't think people should do that. I agree with you, Chris, 100%. If you don't identify, then you're not a bear. It's as simple as that.
Well, it's problem solved. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Saying that, I think you should come along to a few bear events and see what they're like.
What would I do there?
What do you think a bear event
I'd
is
be
like?
Nervous going to it. Okay, do we have time to get into that?
We will have time when we come back.
One of the big events that's coming up, of course, is Mardi Gras, where there will be bears.
Well, there'll be lots of bears.
And we want to talk about Mardi Gras as well coming up.
Exactly. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
And here are on The Woods. This is Big Bear Mark with Bear Curious Dean and our brand new program director, Chris Tate at Joy 94.9. And before,
he's not a bear.
We were talking about he's not a bear. He's not a bear. But what I was saying is I do believe, and you were saying, why would I come along to a bear event, right?
And you wanted to know what I thought would be there.
Yes. What do you think would be at a bear event?
Lots of very large, hairy men, leather, and these so-called chasers, which in my mind are like generally ethnic twinks.
Wow. Okay. Have we got some education for you? wrong, and wrong. Okay.
Not totally wrong.
I would change leather to flannel.
Flannel, yeah.
Lots of flannel.
Yeah.
Lots of beards. Yes, obviously there are some larger guys. But you do get the spectrum, don't you, Dean? Large guys right down to twinks. And you don't only get chasers. I mean, people who like bears come in all shapes and forms. You know, it's not the typical chaser or the typical feeder or whatever it is that you're looking for.
Do you think chaser is a term of endearment?
No.
It sounds loaded with judgment to me.
And that's the thing, because why are we being prejudiced against younger guys who like older guys?
Oh, so is chaser have to be younger?
Usually.
Oh, okay.
Not all the time. They can be older.
Don't give up the chase.
Oh, exactly. No.
Never give up the chase.
But I mean, if someone sees you as a bear, and they like what they see, is that a problem?
It's not a problem, but I guess I mean, if people like what they see, go for it, you know, hit me up. But why?
Yeah, clicks.
Why does it have to
Joy
be?
949.
Why does it have to be, I like you because you're a bear? Why can't it just be, I like you because you're Chris, I like you because you have a beard, fair enough. Why is it you're a bear, therefore I like you?
No, I totally understand what you're saying.
And I think sometimes, and again, I don't want to offend anyone here, Mark, but I do feel like I'm in safe company. I think there's a part of the bear community that don't even really care about identifying. They just like the fact that I can pick up because I'm a bear.
Okay. Well, I think there are a lot of people like that in all the parts of gay community. It's like, not only bears. I mean, you've only been in Melbourne a short time, right?
Yeah.
So have you been out on the gay scene in Melbourne at all?
No, I haven't had a lot of time, but I'm not adverse to gay scenes. I'm from Sydney, so we invented the gay scene.
Ooh, hello.
I'm from Sydney as well, so I know that's a loaded question. But you also destroyed the gay scene in Sydney as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody had like a drink after what, 10?
No. Well, that's it. And
what gays do
yeah,
that?
Remember the Aubrey? Yeah. Yes.
Hello, exactly. Sydney listeners. We love you.
We love Sydney. I personally love Sydney. I grew up in Sydney.
We're going to Sydney soon.
Yes. Now, Chris, you're taking a team of highly qualified presenters and tech people to Sydney in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
We're going back to my home. I love Melbourne. I think I could be very comfortable here. But I do, you know, you miss your home, and I do miss Sydney. I think that maybe we can come back to whether there's a divide between Sydney and Melbourne Bears, but I didn't, and maybe it's because I'm here, but I didn't necessarily feel there was as much of a bear scene there. Or I didn't have people hitting me up all the time saying, "Hey Bear, hey Daddy Bear."
Yeah, but how long ago were you in Sydney?
Well, it was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a lot can happen in a couple of years, Chris.
Okay, all right. But we are, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but there is a huge bear scene in Sydney,
and there is the Harbour City Bears.
Bears.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I've heard of them.
And they do meet at Kinsella's and the Bank Hotel in Newtown, so there is a considerable bear scene. I think your grinder might be going off a little bit when you hit Mardi Gras, and you might find some bears hitting you up. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I would say if you are really, you're probably not interested, but Growler might be an interesting app for you as well.
There's another app?
A bear app called Growler.
Let me write that down.
Oh, and there you go.
So would Chasers hit me up on Growler?
You betcha.
Okay, maybe it is worth it.
Yeah, exactly. But we're talking about Mardi Gras, so you're taking a team up to Mardi Gras.
Me and the Joy team, we're heading up to Mardi Gras in not even a couple of weeks. Next week we head up.
2 days, I think. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, don't even. You might can't even go there. yeah. So we're heading up. Myself is heading up. Bear Curious Dean is heading up. We've got some great talent. It's not just the parade, although we have a great parade commentary team. We've got Michael Dalton, Dina Curie.
Yes.
We've got Kirsty Wiebeck, Dylan Adler coming up. We've got Rachel. But we haven't just got the parade. Don't think just the parade. We have a whole weekend of festivities happening.
Wow.
Kicks off on the Friday with the CNC Drive Factory live from the Flinders Hotel. Then we're back Saturday morning with SatMag. They are doing a big show from SBS Studios in Sydney. And the festivities go all the way through to the parade. And it is going to be a corker.
And then
year.
Even the next day, there's more.
There's more
the
next day.
Pop Chop Boys are doing stuff.
Pop Chop Boys are doing a top 50 LGBTIQ artists, LGBTIQA+ artists,
uh-huh.
Top 50 countdown
to the number one anthem?
Gay song.
Anthem.
Gay Ooh. Anthem.
What will that be?
Oh, you'll have to tune in via Joy or SBS Digital to find out.
I don't know.
I think Troy.
Troy? No way.
Tainted Love?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like there's heaps of songs, but they're not old enough to know songs like Tainted Love.
there's a remix of that, isn't there? Somewhere?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
There's a
remix, yeah. I'll be on it, yeah. Exactly.
And you know, exciting, so if you're not able to get to Sydney, you can kind of live the experience of Mardi Gras listening to us online or listening to our broadcast.
Exactly. And, of course, the Harbour City Bears does Bear Essentials during Mardi Gras. Well, they put on their own events over Mardi Gras. So they have a range of events. I don't know what they are at the moment because I haven't looked at it. But, yeah, check out. They usually do a pool party and they do a whole range of... there'll be an underbear party, of course.
Why of course?
Because there's always an underbear party.
Okay.
It's probably going to be at ARC or somewhere like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's always a huge event. The underbear goes off at Mardi Gras.
And does the underwear stay on?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Ooh.
See, do you know about underbears?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds... sounds like
intriguing.
What I'd picture.
Well, I think
event.
You've got it. It's like bears in their underwear, basically. It's like it's like everyone that goes is in their jocks.
Well, you know what? I actually think, because like you said, there is a lot of people in the bear community who may not have those gym fit bodies, blah, blah, blah. So actually, that's a very positive element to it, where people can feel proud of who they are without yeah, that body shaming that goes on.
It is a very body positive experience, I have to say. I mean, I've been in the bear community for quite a lot of years, probably 20 years or so. And I have to say, going to your first under bear is nerve-wracking because you don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. But the moment you walk in and you just realize that everyone is in the same situation, doesn't matter, and that everyone is, you know, positive about the experience and having a good time, it changes your outlook on what you look like how you feel about your body. And you may be putting shit on chasers a little bit, but those guys boost your ego like no, you cannot believe. It's like if I have a 25-year-old come up to me going, "Oh my God, you're so hot," I'm going, "Yes,
yeah,
I'm enjoying that."
Yourself. Yeah,
yeah, and it does make you feel good.
And do you wear just like your? Because I've never been to an underwear party myself. So
yeah.
Do you wear your Bonds or do you wear something a bit more upmarket?
I started out wearing... There is a progression, I think you do.
So for your first one, you keep it nice.
Keep it nice. It's like maybe boxers the first time.
Yep.
Then you get into your Bonds or your jockeys. But inevitably...
A nice bootleg maybe.
Yeah. But inevitably it's...
Go the G.
It's down to the...
Or a jockstrap. The jockstrap.
Yeah, the nasty pig.
The nasty pig.
Yeah.
The what?
It's a... I shouldn't be doing it. It's an ad. But
it's a brand.
It's a brand. But... You know, you get down to your G string. Everyone does it.
I couldn't do that. So I'll tell you right now, like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't walk around in a room full of men in my underwear. I'd feel very,
I reckon
very
you
self-conscious.
Could. I reckon you could, but it does... It doesn't come overnight, but it does happen.
Okay. Speaking of ads.
You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
It's becoming warmer, and the bears are keen to shed their thick winter coats. Some cubs are particularly suitable for rubbing. Bears have their favourites and will travel long distances to visit them. Some itches just have to be scratched.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
Big Bear Mark, Bear Curious Dean, and Joy's program director, Chris Tate, are in the studio for the Woods. And it's time to say goodbye, unfortunately, Chris. We've been having a lot of fun grilling you tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Being a bear.
Bear, not bear.
Not bear.
Just guy with a beard.
We'll guide you into the bear community eventually, I reckon.
I will come to one.
I will come to an event.
As long as you tell everyone that I'm the program director of Joy and therefore I'm important and they don't.
Of course.
Because otherwise I'm quite self-conscious and I'd feel intimidated.
No, you shouldn't, because they're all friendly. They're very friendly. They don't bite unless you ask them to. That's really... just quickly, on Brekkie Bears on Monday morning, we have the lovely Michelle Shepherd coming in.
Oh, lovely.
She has been nominated for LGBTI Australian Broadcaster of the Year.
Fantastic.
At the Australian LGBTI Awards in Sydney next week. So she'll
be joining you for breakfast to talk about that.
Mama Bear.
Absolutely.
She'll be coming in and talking about that.
Now, if you've liked the show, like what you heard, check out our podcasts of past shows. You can hear our podcasts on joy.org.au/thewoods, or if you go to iTunes and you can subscribe to us, so every week the podcast will just arrive in your box and you don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
How easy.
But make sure you do give us a few stars if you do like us.
And when we say a few, we mean five. We mean five. Let's just so we're clear.
We don't mean four. We don't mean three, two, one. We need five.
Now, did you know, Big Bear Mark, that in December and in January, that the Bears was the number one downloaded bear podcast in the Joy catalogue?
I did, actually, and I'm very proud of that fact.
But I think Brekkie Bears is going to give us a run for our money this month.
We have been podcasting like you, but there's no tomorrow. There is a few podcasts you really should listen to. My Awkward Moment for the Brekkie Bears is very funny. And the lovely moment I had with my boyfriend, you look for the man with the ironing.
Now, of course, you can follow The Woods on Facebook at the Woods on Joy 94.9, or follow us on Twitter at The Woods on Joy. Coming up next, of course,
is Pop Chops.
And what are they doing tonight?
They're doing a request show of all things.
Request?
Yeah, so they've got a couple of requests. They've got one of my favourites.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
Please play this request.
Exactly. They've got Janet Jackson.
Have they really?
I know. I love Janet Jackson.
I like her.
What else did they have?
They've got S Club 7.
Oh, I love my S
Club
7.
Not S Club 2, not S Club 3, but S Club 7. We're going back in time to when they were 7.
Oh, I love. I used to play that on SingStar. Love it.
Did you really?
I did. I was perfect on it.
So for us, till next week,
Wolfgurr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.